Hey everyone, welcome to episode 76, Thomas and the Bible. I have some things to say before we start. As usual, I'm broadcasting on Ustream, so yeah, anyone who hasn't checked that out, you can check out the video versions, and they're, you know, probably a little more interesting because I can do more. I don't know how to say that really, but I can show you what I'm saying. I can act it out theatrically. Okay, so I went on Cognitive Dissonance the other day. It was awesome. It was a really fun show. You might recall that, I went on last year, almost to the day. Somehow it's like a Valentine's Day tradition that we started. So it was really good. So check it out. Cognitive Dissonance. That's where I'm sure a lot of my listeners have come from, because last year when I went on their show, I got a ton of listeners from it. So that's awesome. Really great guys. Really fun show. it was funny. It went a lot of different places, and I think you'll enjoy it. So please check it out. And okay, next thing. I'm kind of sick. I have a cold. So sorry if I sound crappy. I'll try not to like blow phlegm into the mic and stuff. But I did promise these episodes, and as you know, I've been taking a little bit of a vacation, so I'm just going regardless. And the other thing I was going to say, so this is episode one of my doubleheader that I promised. The other one's ready to go, just need to record it. So that'll be later tonight. I don't know if any of you are current right now, but I'm on Pacific time. It is currently 3:43 on February the 18th. And I'll be recording the other one probably around, I want to say 7 Pacific time, maybe. So check that out. Wait, the last episode I did, I wanted to finish 2 Samuel, and just because we were like right at the end. So I went a little over. So this first episode of Kings, 1 Kings, is probably going to be a little short. But then we'll be normal. I just didn't want to have an episode that was like a couple paragraphs of, you know, 2 Samuel and then Kings. So all that said, let's do it. 1 Kings chapter 1. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, this is just for the video viewers. So all you listeners, just close your ears. Don't even listen. I could not deal with that glare before. So I finally just decided to put some effing contacts in my eyeballs so that I didn't have this giant glare off my glasses. Although I saw the video the other day and it didn't look that bad. I don't know if it just looks bad on my end, like on my, you know, like in my computer, it's showing me what it is. Great Firefox update. No, I don't think I want to do that right now. Thank you. maybe that's what was causing all my video problems. It was like not working. Okay, so that's that. Now, King David was old and stricken in years. David is the gay one. You know, you all know David, the fabulous King David. And also there's some assholes making noise around my apartment. I don't know if it's construction or something. Stricken in years. And they covered him with clothes, but he gat no heat. He ain't gat no heat. Wherefore his servants said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. So they sought up a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. Couldn't have found someone with a hotter name. I'll be honest, when I hear Abishag, I'm not really, you know, I'm really not really like, oh, tell me more about this Abishag. You're turning me on just mentioning her name, Abishag. So a terrible name, but this must be a great. How horrible was it to be a woman back then? It really just was awful. Because imagine how great this gig is. It's like, hey, which one of you young, hot, nubile beauties wants to hop in bed with this disgusting, dying old man and see if you can get him to put his rotting penis in you? Like, whoa, everyone, hold on. We only accept one person. Not everybody all at once. Seriously, just one. Sorry, everyone, ladies, just only one. I'm really sorry. The minute there's more, you know, I know. It's tough. It's going to be, I'm going to choose the best of you because of how amazing this job is. Could you imagine having to do that? It's disgusting. So this guy's dying and they're basically like, well, we want to see if we can wake him up a little bit with a, you know, hot young virgin. Like, maybe that's a test of whether or not he's healthy. Weird. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king. She sang that one song. I will cherish you. You know that song? I don't know. I'm terrible with lyrics, so I just know the cherish part. And I do dun, dun, cherish you. Something like that. It's an oldie. I think that's that song. Yeah, so she sang that. That's where that song came from. It's from this. I don't know if you knew that, but it's true. And ministered unto him, but the king knew her not. She's like, oh, thank God. She's like, half-heartedly, hey, you want to get in this? Come on. Do me, Mr. Old Rotten King. Let's, then he can't do it. She's like, oh, thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God. He's cannot muster a boner. Thank God they didn't have boner medication, boner pills back then. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. What's that? Is that something kings do? Like, hey, you guys, you start running. Start running. This is, every king has a bunch of people running in front of him. I don't know what that's about, but he did it. Sorry, so congested. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? That's just another way of saying, no one ever told this kid, like, you know, stop doing that. Or no one ever told this kid no, basically, is what that means. let's see. He was also a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom, who I think was also Absalom was the other son that tried to take over the kingdom, right? So it's got a real kingdom-y, take-over-y family going on there. This is really frustrating, huh? Try water. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest. And they followed Adonijah. And they, following Adonijah, we'll say Adonijah? Yeah. Adonijah. Adonijah. It's probably like Adonijah. But, I can't do that. I'm just not that skilled. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet and Shimei and Rei and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zeheleth, which is by Enrogel, as you know, and called all his brethren to the king's sons and the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the mighty men and Solomon his brother he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast not thou heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign? And David our Lord knoweth it not? Now therefore come in, let me, I pray, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. So this person's like, so did you hear that this other guy is claiming to be king? This other brother from another mother. Actually, literally a brother from another mother. Because there were so many mothers back then. If you were the son of the king, could be anyone's son. Like, there's so many harems of women. And so this guy, Nathan the prophet, says, like, hey, you realize if this other son is king, you're going to be killed and your son's going to be killed, Solomon. So he's like, come on, let me help you. So go and get thee unto King David, he says, and say unto him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth Adonijah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I will also come in after thee and confirm thy word. So they're forming a little plot here to, like, you know, the one, I think it's, so Solomon's mom, I'm pretty sure, is going to go in and tell the king, the hell, David, King David, the old gay one, you know. What if David, I don't know why I didn't make this joke, but what if David wasn't actually old or dying, but he just couldn't have sex with that young virgin because he's gay? He's like, oh, and he had to go with it. He's like, oh, man, if he's actually totally healthy, but he's like, man, if I were healthy, I'd be having sex with you, young virgin. That's for sure. I'm dying. Bah. Like, he's totally fine. He's just gay. That's why he can do it. Because as we know, David was the gayest king. super duper gay. What was I saying? So yeah, this, but I, you know, we'll assume that David actually is old and ailing in his health. And what they're going to do is Bathsheba is going to go in and say, like, hey, didn't you, I remember you promised Solomon could be king. Call me crazy, but I think you said that. And then another guy, that Nathan guy, the prophet guy, is going to come in and confirm it. And they're hoping to kind of swindle the king. I mean, I was trying to look, and it doesn't look like they ever, you know, David ever promised Solomon that he would be king. And maybe I missed it, but I looked back and I couldn't find it. So I think this is a plot of theirs. They're trying to just trick the old king into doing this. So Bathsheba went to the king in the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag, this is that hot virgin, Abishag, right? Yeah, Abishag. Well, she has the word shag in her name, so she... it's like a Bond girl or something. Abishag. The Shunammite ministered under the king. And that's what they called it those days. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, what wouldest thou do? And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thine handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth. And now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. Sexual offenders. And that was just a weird law back then. They had to register as sex offenders if their brother was the king, if his brother was the king. It's just how it was. Weird law, I know. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in, and he was like trying to be all coy. Hey, oh, Bathsheba, what weird, what are you doing here? It's been minutes, weeks since I last talked to you. How are you doing? Oh, what are you talking about? I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I'm asking you what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? He's really smooth. No, he came in. They told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, my lord, you know, they always emphasize this face to the ground part, but they should really just say with his butt in the air, because that's, I mean, it means the same thing. But, like, that's what you have to do, you know, like. And he bowed to the king with his butt in the air. I don't know why I want them to say that, but I do, just because it's so ridiculous. It should emphasize the ridiculousity. And they told the king, saying, behold, no, I already read that. And Nathan said, my lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he is gone now this day, and hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's sons and all the captains and all the king's horses and all the king's men, and they haven't been able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, hath he not called? Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not shewed it unto thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. It's like, okay, Bathsheba, whatever you say. Funny joke. And that joke, it was actually funny, because back in those ancient times, no one had ever made that joke before. No, he said, call me Bathsheba. And she came, which means call, tell her to come over here. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, as the Lord liveth, and hath redeemeth my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee by my Lord, God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed her face to the earth and did reverence to the king. Again, she put her butt up. That's what she did. And did reverence to the king. Yeah, it's all relative, right? Either you're bowing your face to the king, or you're putting your butt to everyone else. Everyone this way of the king. That's, I don't know. It's all relative, right? I mean, it's north, south. Like, it's all relative to what, yeah, you know, what you call the top of the earth, I guess. I don't know. Same thing. Why is this any different? So she put her butt to everyone behind, in front of the king, facing the king, and did reverence to the king, and did buttance to everyone else. Let my lord the king live forever. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet. See, for being a sick old dead man, he's doing a good job of being not a sick old dead man, you know? Like, so that's why I'm going with the gay theory. He's like, you know, they tested him. They're like, well, if he's still living, he'll be able to have sex with this girl. And he's like, oh no, I can't do it. So it must be so old. He's actually totally fine. His bench press is like 250, you know, every day. But no, it's because he's gay. And where was I? And King David said, no, I did that. And they came before the king. And the king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon mine own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel. And blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. Then ye shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be a ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, Amen, the Lord God of my lord the king, say so too. As the Lord hath been with my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. And Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon, and they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon! And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when, okay, so I don't know if you caught all that, but you know, so David essentially did declare Solomon as king. And he's now they're just making, if he rides upon his stupid donkey, like the king's donkey, then that means he's actually the king. So it's an important custom, I guess. And so what else just happened? Now this guy is going to give word to Adonijah, the rival king, his brother, that this is happening. So and Zadok the priest took out an horn of oil. God damn it, where was I? God save King Solomon. That's what I read. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came. And Adonijah said, that was really inappropriate. Why did you just look? Adonijah said unto him, come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bringest good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, verily our lord King David hath made Solomon king. The king hath sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. Excuse me. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise ye have yet heard. And also Solomon sitteth out on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord the king David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name. And he said, whoa, can't we say equal to my name? Like, why does he have to be better than me? How about make him just barely almost as good as me? So, like, you'll like him and everything, he'll be fine, but there'll just be a little bit where you'll be like, man, I miss King David. Can't we do that? Why does he have to be better than me? Come on, guys. For David was very vain. I'm just making this up. God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And then guys are like, do I have to build a bigger throne? Like, can't you just use the same throne? Do we have to build another throne for this guy that's slightly bigger just because of his ego? Ooh, Solomon, you're so cool. And the king bowed himself upon the bed, and also thus said the king, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath given one to sit on my throne this day, mine eyes even seeing it. And all the guests were with Adonijah, that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose, and went and caught hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon, for lo, he hath caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me this day that he will not slay me, slay his servant. Sorry, where the hell was I? Slay his servant with the sword. And he's like, okay, get a hammer. No. And Solomon said, If he will shew himself a worthy man, thou shalt not be a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. King Solomon said unto him, Go to thine house. So that's the end of the first chapter. So Solomon essentially won that little bout, not battle, but king contest. He was voted in as king, kind of. And so then Adonijah. I don't know why I can't remember that. He was the usurper, and he was afraid that Solomon was going to kill him, and so he went and hid, and then the people found him, and Solomon said, No, I'm not going to kill him as long as he's good for the rest of his life. But as soon as he's bad, I'm going to kill him. So now we're going to chapter 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man, and keep charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies.
God alert.
Ah, damn it. As it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the hosts of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that it was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Yeah, finally someone realizes what an asshole this Joab was. I was wondering why the king at the time never really did anything to him. If you remember, he was the one who, like, assassinated a couple people for no reason, really. He kind of had a reason, but it was really weird. He just took it upon himself to kill some people, and nothing ever became of it. But I guess David remembered that, and he knows how to hold a grudge, so he's telling his son. David's telling Solomon, like, hey, I never got around to killing these guys. Would you do some killings for me? Okay. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his whore head... That's not W-H-O-R-E, although it'd be funny if he was calling him. Let not his whore head go down to the grave in peace. Whore, H-O-A-R, means like old or gray, I think. Let not his whore head go down to the grave in peace, but shew kindness unto the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let him be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. This reminds me of the end of Godfather 1, when Marlon Brando's like getting kind of old, and he's trying to tell, what's his name? Walnuts from Dick Tracy. He has a name. He's slightly well known, but I'm terrible with names. I'm getting an A. What the hell is that guy's name? I can't see the chat. Otherwise, maybe someone would tell me. Is there the chat somewhere? Uh-oh. Did I lose it? No, let's see. Info, Ustream, social stream. There's no chat. Yeah. Well, sorry. No one can tell me his stupid name, because I know it, but I'm an idiot. So, can't get to the chat somehow. Not sure why that is. Anyway, forget all this. I almost had it again. Anyway, it's like the end of Godfather when he's trying to tell him to do stuff. And he's like, yeah, I know, I already did that. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot because I'm old, you know, because Marlon Brando's getting old in that movie. And then we're getting to this part. He's kind of telling some stuff to do. And then, you know, David's going to be, you know, playing with his grandchildren and doing the orange and the mouth trick, you know. And then he's going to die. And then Solomon takes over. That's how it goes. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Okay. But shew kindness unto the sons of... But yeah, okay. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day I went to Manhattan, just because it looked like it. Manaheim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. So go ahead and put him to death with the sword, if you don't mind. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So he's sending him mixed messages here. So he's like, so there's this guy that I technically, damn it, technically promised never to kill with a sword. But I'm going to need you to go ahead and kill him. Don't kill him with a sword, but don't not kill him with a sword. Like, he's sort of fuzzy about it. He's like, well, don't let him go to his grave not bloody. So kill him in a bloody manner that's not with a sword. That's what he's saying. So David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Yeah, probably. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years, 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 30 and 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. So David's dead. Yay! Ding dong, David's dead. He was pretty interesting, actually. I don't mind him that much, but it's time to move on to another idiot king. Al. What? I'm so dumb with names. Like, my brain sabotages me. You know. Everyone in the world knows what this guy's name is. I could Google it right now, but I'm just an idiot. And then I have a battle with myself. Like, you need to remember this guy's name. Then I think I jinx myself even more. You know, Al. Can't remember. I wish I could see the chat. I really do. I don't know why I can't. Something's wrong with the... I'm on the old streamer because the new one wasn't working. And it doesn't have a chat, which seems kind of stupid. Server monitor. Oh, there's a kitty.
Where's that kitty?
Let's take a 10-minute commercial cat break. No, just kidding. Almost had it again. What was I on? What part was I on? Ask, he said, thou knowest, this is terrible podcasting, I know. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. And she said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. Okay, so this is... the other son, you know, the son that tried to be king, he's going to the king's mother, Solomon's mother, and asking her something. And he said, moreover, I have somewhat to say to thee. And she said, say on. And he said, thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all of Israel set their faces on me, and that I should reign. Howbeit, the kingdom is turned about and become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, say on. And he said, speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag, the Shunammite, to wife. And Bathsheba said, well, I will speak to the king, unto the king. Sorry. Bathsheba therefore went unto Solomon to speak for him unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down unto his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. And he said, ow, get off my right hand, you old woman. And he said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee, say not to me nay. And the king said unto her, ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And she said, let Abishag, the Shunammite, be given to Adonijah, thy brother, to wife. And he said, nay! Gotcha! no, but he kind of did. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, and why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is mine elder brother, and even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah, The King Solomon swear by the Lord, saying, God, do so to me and more also, if Adonijah have not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, who hath made me an house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. So, what happened was, Adonijah asked for the woman to wife, and I think Solomon interpreted this as, like, he's taking the king's harem. There's some theory that possibly someone told him to do this, because maybe if he was with the girl, Shag Me Hard, the Bond girl, Emma gets shagged a lot. I don't know, I can't think of anything. Something stupid name like that. If he was with Ivana Shags Me, Ivana Yuda Shags Me, then he would have a claim to the throne, because that's the king's harem or something. That's the theory. And that's what I guess Solomon thought. So Solomon's like, oh yeah, I won't tell you no. And she asks him, he says, no, I'm going to kill him now for asking. So that's kind of a useless thing. I don't know why anyone does that, where they say that, like, now don't react badly to this. Like, I'm going to tell you something and you can't overreact. Like, why do you do all that stuff? You try to, like, tell someone before you tell them something what to do, because they need to hear it first to make a decision. It's not like you promise them, now promise you won't yell at me, I murdered your father. Like, I promised I wouldn't yell at you, damn it. Oh, why'd you make me promise? Like, what is the point of that? You see that in movies a lot, and I don't know if that ever happens in real life. I don't know what the point of that is. Now promise me you won't get mad. I took all your money and raped your children. Okay, I promised I wouldn't get mad. Damn it, why did I promise that? Why did I? Yeah, I don't get it. He shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. And I love that. I love that KJV writing. That wording, you know, he fell upon him. He sends this guy to fall upon him so he'll die. I picture this, like, Mexican professional wrestler, you know, in a costume, like a tight jumpsuit costume or whatever the hell you call it, a unitard kind of thing. And he just jumps on his victims, and that's how he kills him. He's a hitman. It's called the something. I don't know what he's called. I shouldn't have started that sentence. I don't know what he's called. The executioner. And he just jumps on his people, and he died. And unto Abiathar the priest said the king, get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death, but I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and caught hold of the horns of the altar. So it was told, okay, so there's another. Joab thinks he's going to be killed, and he runs and goes to the altar, just like Abiathar did. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah the son of... Oh, you know who Benaiah is! Sent Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, say, go fall upon him! And Benaiah came into the tabernacle of the Lord, and said unto him, thus saith the king, come forth. And he said, nay, but I will die here. And Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said unto him, do as he hath said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab said from me and from the house of my father. And the guy said, there's not a lot of falling space in this tabernacle. I mean, have you seen it? In order to do my move, I need like a certain amount of clearance, you know, to fall on my guy, because that's what I do. I'm just not sure I can get the requisite force for a lethal fall. So that's the problem with him being in the tabernacle. There's just not a good, like, you know, there's no like scaffolding or anything he can jump off of. And that was number
cat. Oh, here's my cat.
Oh, I got the cat on camera. First time ever. I caught him. Oh, here's Mr. Kitty. How many people have a cat named Mr. Kitty? Is like thousands, millions. Here he is. Oh, he hates me because I love to hold him, and his favorite thing is not being held. His favorite thing to do is not anything I want him to do. That's what his favorite thing is. It's interesting. Okay, Mr. Kitty, you're going to be in for the rest of the podcast. See, any of you audio listeners who aren't watching, you're missing out on some real cat right now. He's trying to get away. Okay. Come on, cat. We just got to finish this chapter. We're almost done. What number was I on? 31. Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and he slew them with the sword. My father David, not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner. So these are the people that Joab killed. Right, Mr. Kitty? Yeah. Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel. Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his seed forever. But upon David and upon his seed and upon his house and upon his throne shall there be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him. And he was buried in his house in the wilderness. So he must have had to do like a couple falls, you know, because there wasn't a lot of space. He's like, fell on him, and it wasn't a lethal fall. He did it again and again. He's like, oh, man, this is hard work. And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, build thee an house in Jerusalem, and dwell there. Go not forth thence any whither, for it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passes, he's trying to get away, passes over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die, and thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good, as my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. So he just told this Shimei guy, like, if you stay in this one place, I won't kill you. He's like, all right, I'll do it. Right, Mr. Kitty? All right, he's getting antsy. He wants to go. Say bye, Mr. Kitty. Meow, 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 meow. Meow. Okay. You're a good boy. He's a showman. He's a real showman. Okay. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years, almost done with this episode and this reading, that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish the son of Maacah, the king of Gath, and they told Shimei, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass, and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath, and was come again. Come again? And was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, did I not make thee swear by the Lord, and protested unto thee, saying, know for certain, that on the day thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidest unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord, and the commandment that I have charged with thee? So what happened was Shimei, I don't know if you caught that, Shimei, the guy who he just said, if you leave, you're dead. His servants ran away, and he went and got them. And I guess now he has to die. The king said, moreover to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst say to David, my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thy own head. Thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established for the Lord forever. So the king said, like, I need my fall guy. Where's my fall guy? Come here. I need a fall guy. So the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, who had recovered from previous falls, which went out and fell upon him that he died. He's like, oh, my ribs. Can we stop killing people, please? It's too much falling. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. And that tis the end of our first episode of our doubleheader. And a chapter 2. Those were two long chapters, actually. So, anyway, I'll be back in like 3 hours, probably, for the next one. Gotta have dinner and do all that stuff. I gotta get Mr. Kitty in makeup, hair and makeup, fur and makeup for his next appearance. He's a real showman, though. He's a real showman. Yeah, as usual, please iTunes review me or like my Facebook page, facebook.com/TandTheB. Please like me on there. Check out that cognitive dissonance episode. It's real good. Good stuff. And yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys in a little bit. TTFN.